وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Today I'm going to do a speech on Bibi Sakina alayhi salam. First I'll say the basic information and then I'll go on to the speech. Bibi Sakina alayhi salam is known as Bibi Rukaya. Her father was Imam Hussein. Her mother was Bibi Umar Rabab alayhi salam. She was born on the 20th of Rajab and her shahadat was on the 13th of Safar in Dabanka, Syria. After the day of Ashura, known as Sham-e Ghareeba, all the women were treated very badly. The charges were taken away from them and they were put into prison. They had nothing to sleep but the bare floor. One night, Bibi Sakina suddenly started to cry in her sleep. When her mother asked what the matter was, she said that she saw Imam Hussein in her dreams telling her that he could not bear to see her in this state anymore. Everybody started to cry so much that the noise reached Yazid at the palace. He asked the guard what the noise was all about. When they told him what it was about, he ordered Imam Hussein's head to be taken to Bibi Sakina in order to keep her quiet. The guards brought the head and put it on the ground. When Bibi Sakina saw Imam Hussein's head, she ran to it and hugged it. All the ladies were stricken with grief. Bibi Sakina complained to Imam Hussein about how the evil men snatched her earrings that he had given to her and how they burned the tents. Suddenly, Bibi Sakina stopped complaining and was completely quiet. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sakina, the loving daughter of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, passed away. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam buried her in a small grave in the corner of the prison. All the ladies sat by Bibi Sakina's Bibi Umar Rabab and cried, Sakina will finally be able to sleep on Imam Hussein's head once again, just once again. When they were released from prison, Bibi Umar Rabab would cry, where am I supposed to go? My Ali Azgur is in Karbala and my Sakina is in the prison in Sham. She missed them so much. After a few days, the Bibi's Pro Majalis is about Imam Hussein and his family and companions about in Karbala. Bibi Sakina alayhi salam was so patient. If you look at children today, they are not like this. My brothers and sisters, you should learn a lesson from this. She was in a terrible, sad moment and we are not even patient of getting candy. Imagine yourself in her place. Your father being killed by Yazid's companions and you getting your earrings snatched. Bibi Sakina alayhi salam was so patient. Even though she was one of the youngest in Karbala, on the 7th of Muharram, water became scarce and Bibi Sakina shared whatever little water she had with the other children, older or younger. When soon there was no water at all the thirsty children would look at Bibi Sakina hopefully, and because she could not help them, she would have tears in her eyes. Bibi Sakina's lips were parched with thirst. On the day of Ashura, she gave her mash to Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. He went to get water for her. The children gathered around Bibi Sakina with the little cups, knowing that soon Hazrat Abbas will bring water. Bibi Sakina would first make sure they had water before taking any herself. When Bibi Sakina saw Imam Hussein bringing the blood-drenched alam, she knew her uncle Abbas had been killed. From that day on, Bibi Sakina never complained of thirst. Bibi Sakina is one of the most patient person in the world. May Allah make us listen from this speech and help us to the right path. Salawat.